Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Nico Horner. So, Nico, tomorrow, my guy Spiegs is singing the anthem.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Lifelong dream, man. It's crazy.
That's a big deal.
I know.
Why would you think I'd do that?
Why? Why? How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world? How about that?
Are we going taking the over or the under on the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, Danny called it. Danny Parkins.
Is that betting on baseball? Dang it. No, I'm excited. That's going to be great.
It's going to be
a beautiful week here. It's going to be an amazing night.
Jed Hoyer. Tomorrow, my partner, Matt Spiegel, is singing the national anthem at the game.
God. Unbelievable.
Yep. Can't wait to hear the rest of this comment.
It's just the truth.
He thought it was a joke.
He literally is going to sing the national anthem tomorrow.
Singing the anthem tomorrow night at your place.
Is he gonna sing live? Is it pre-recorded? That's what I want
to
know.
For those of you expecting to see a special presentation of New York Undercover, it'll be seen following football, except on the West Coast, where it'll be seen at its regular time. Following that, back-to-back episodes of The Simpsons.
No, it's live.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I'm going to be out there for that.
Yes, you have to.
Now Jed's going to pay attention. Now I'm nervous. Just happened.
I don't want you to freak out, but the pilot is going to be in the audience.
I don't care. Why are you telling me this?
I just didn't want you to freak out when you saw him.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
We've got a very special guest, the dean of anthem singing, Wayne Messmer, now joining us.
I know you can sing, so that's not the issue, man. Singers who have sung forever sometimes blank the bed when they try the anthem. Don't be taking the high fives for about 3-4 minutes before you sing, you know, and focus.
Just hope I don't blank the bed.
Really, honey, it's not all about you. I can't wait to hear Jim Cornelison in a couple of days.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back in. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure is in for Spiegs, and unfortunately, we have some bad news to share.
Uh-oh.
The first piece of news that we got was that the White Sox postponed their game with the Cardinals. And you would imagine, even though the weather patterns can be a little different from 35th and Shields to Addison and Clark, the White Sox have postponed their game. They're going to play a straight doubleheader tomorrow with the Cardinals starting at 1:10.
So no.
Yes, John, yes. Yeah, two games tomorrow.
Hey, the four or five of you that are on your way there, turn around.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of Cardinals fans that are in town. I've seen them all over the place. And these are games that they know or they feel that they can win. So I'm like, did the White Sox just, you know, take the easy way out? And no, the weather is so bad. Both teams cancel or postpone their games.
Oh, so Spiegs.
Yeah, so Spiegs. Yeah. The Cubs have postponed their game with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Uh-oh.
There's going to be a split doubleheader on August 18th.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to make up the game. But here's the thing. Spiegs did get to do his sound check today. So when we talk to him in about 20 minutes, we'll have the opportunity to hear a few snippets of that. But no game today. So if you were going to either ballpark, turn around and go home or go have dinner somewhere in the City Beautiful and enjoy that, because you will not be watching live baseball tonight at either ballpark.
I'm really interested to hear from Matt about what just the experience has been like today. I mean, you wake up thinking this is going to happen, and you still thought it was going to happen at 4:10 when he did the sound check.
Yeah.
I mean,
and now it's hurry up and wait.
Now, we don't know. Maybe he'll know. Hopefully we can find this out when we get him. We don't know that he's necessarily just pegged to this game. Maybe they will get him out there sooner than August.
Yeah. We'll find out when he joins us, ideally from Wrigley Field, coming up in the next segment. But yes, there is no Cubs game tonight. There is no White Sox game tonight. Both games have been postponed. The White Sox will play a straight doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 1:10 against the Cardinals because it's getaway day. And then the Cubs are going to play a split doubleheader on August 18th. Monday, August 18th. So the dream is deferred. It hasn't died. It's just deferred until the next time that the schedule allows for Speaks to sing the anthem, and we'll check with him in a little bit. Jason Leisure is here, and while he's here, we wanted to pick his Bears brain, and you brought up something in our meeting that I thought was interesting, and it's one of my favorite things to watch when I'm talking about NFL teams. It's the concept of my guy, not my guy, where the general manager might have a guy that's not necessarily the coach's guy, or the coach may have a guy that's not necessarily the general manager's guy. When it comes to my guy, not my guy with the Bears this year, is there a chance that there could be a couple of people that don't find their way to this roster that maybe thought they had a roster spot sewed up?
I don't think there's going to be anybody significant that just doesn't make the roster. That'd be pretty surprising. But there are lesser reductions that can happen. You could get your playing time or your targets or something like that cut into if you're not the coach's guy. What happens a lot of times, you see this in the NFL a lot, is you see a GM who drafted somebody has trouble admitting an error. Ryan Poles has had kind of a mixed track record on some of that. But if it's your guy that you brought in, it's very hard to ever see straight that this is not the guy. The Bears, the cure for that in this case, Lawrence, is you hire Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson has at least 51% say, I feel like, right now. So tie goes to Ben Johnson.
I would hope.
You are bringing in, and there's not even anything controversial or wrong with that. Ryan Poles needs Ben Johnson to succeed for Ryan Poles to succeed. So Ryan Poles would be wise to kind of let it tip in Ben Johnson's favor on decisions, because Ben Johnson needs the guys he needs to make Ryan Poles also a winner. I think bringing in Ben Johnson is fresh eyes and a reset perspective on these guys that you brought in or that you extended or that you think are part of the core. And when you ask right away, you know, who are guys that Ryan Poles is really sold on that maybe Ben Johnson isn't? Well, they just drafted a tight end in the first round.
Yeah.
And they just drafted a wide receiver in the second round.
And a wide receiver in the second round that had first round grades too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't like, hey, let's just go get a wide receiver. This is a wide receiver that a lot of people thought would be a first round pick. And that puts pressure on everyone who's there in the building.
Now, both of these guys are not going to be automatic instant contributors. So I don't think anything happens now. It's more to me what happens if things aren't going real well and a good offer comes across your desk at the trade deadline, or what happens after the season when Cole Kmet's contract, for example, is pretty easy to get out of after the 2025 season. You know, in the case of Kmet, tight end with Colston Loveland, I mean, that's the second hardest position to learn in the NFL after quarterback. That is a really, do you agree with that or no? Or is it, I mean, it's up there at least.
I think I would go quarterback, center, tight end.
Okay, so pretty close. We're splitting hairs. I mean, that is a hard position to come in and be really good as a rookie. It's very fortunate for Ben Johnson, whatever maybe concerns he has about Cole Kmet. That's a pretty good safety net while you teach Colston Loveland what to do. Similar story with DJ Moore. And I don't know yet whether there isn't necessarily a clear indication from Ben Johnson that he doesn't think as highly of DJ Moore as Ryan Poles does, who traded for him and extended him on a huge contract. DJ Moore might not be what Ben Johnson thinks of as a number one wide receiver, having had Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit.
It'll be interesting to see how all of this goes, for sure. I'm not as fascinated with Kyle Manungai as everyone else is.
Seventh round pick.
That's what I keep trying to tell folks, is that even though they drafted a running back, I wouldn't be shocked if he got cut. Yeah. Just because. Because
seventh round picks get cut.
They get cut. And that doesn't mean he won't get re-signed, but seventh round picks get cut. And there are also other cuts that go on in the NFL where they might go, oh, that guy that just got cut from New England would be a really good fit for what we do. That'll be how we fill that roster spot behind DeAndre Swift.
Or unnamed UDFA outperforms him in camp. Who knows?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like all of that stuff. The other thing that you brought up there I want to spend some time on before we move on and talk with Spiegs in the next segment. Have you thought about what is acceptable for the Bears in the 2025 season?
I have, and it's really hard to come up with an answer because if you look at last year, for example, this is similar in some ways to last year. Last year, you saw a roster that had been, 80 to 90% of the way built out to win now, you thought, on paper, on the depth chart, the talent that was in place. And you had a very talented quarterback coming in, but he's a rookie. And even in the best case scenario with Caleb Williams, you're thinking there's going to be some pretty choppy parts. Well, it's probably going to be that way with Ben Johnson. He's a rookie head coach. I know he's the guy that everybody has wanted in the league for the last 3 years. And the entire league would tell you, Lawrence, this guy is going to be a really good head coach. But he has never been the head coach in an NFL game. It's very rare to just walk in and have everything go perfectly from day one. He did see it pretty much here in 2018 with Matt Nagy. I mean, Matt Nagy walked in with, I don't know if people remember or realize in hindsight, that was one of the really elite defenses of the era for the NFL. That was a championship-level defense in 2018, 2019 for sure, and maybe even still contender-level defense in 2020. But 2018 and 19, that's a Super Bowl championship defense, no doubt. They didn't get there. They didn't do that much with that. They went 8-8 one of those seasons. But that is quite a luxury to walk in with.
When I look at Caleb Williams and kind of I think that he's in a really interesting space and a lot of pressure, a ton. And the Seth Wickersham stuff, I think, adds a little bit to people who don't want him to succeed. And I think there are a lot of those.
Chicago, you think?
No. I think most, and look.
I think this guy's beloved here.
I agree with you. I do think that there are still people that want to be right about his draft profile, and I'm sure you dealt with a lot of those people. I know I dealt with a lot of people. Folks that I've talked to in NFL or college ball that were all like, hey, you should know this about Caleb Williams. Hey, you should know this about him. Most of the people that I talked to were pretty fair and even-handed. There were some people who were not. And so when the Wickersham piece came out, I was not surprised at how many people seemed to take a little bit of delight in the fact that there was going to be some more pressure on Caleb Williams going into this season.
It does raise the pressure on him, and it is interesting and telling, and it is the first piece of bad PR for him as a Bear. However, if you look at this, and this is, I'm kind of repeating what he said, but this is a guy who had concerns about a team that was cause for concern with quarterbacks. And in the end, decided to not do an Eli Manning power play and trusted them and came to the Bears. So it's okay to have some apprehension and some concerns. You don't usually expect your, I shouldn't even say it like that, because it's not like this is something that blindsided him. You don't usually make the mistake of choosing to have all of your pre-decision internal thoughts aired out publicly. Huge mistake.
I agree on that, but I also think that anyone who had anything to do with the Bears completely understood his trepidation. But you're right. What's different and unique about this is almost no one would have the athlete themselves say it. Usually it's other people saying it for him. And in the case of Carl Williams, he said a lot too. But Caleb giving voice to it, again, allowed the people that want to be right about, well, he's a diva. Mm-hmm. And he just wants everything to work his way. I like that he now has a coach, and I mean this in the most altruistic way, will challenge him. My experience, and I get that this is one of the things where I'm a little biased. My experience with students who are the same age as Caleb is, and with this particular generation, they do like to be challenged. They want to know why. Like, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Why are you asking me to do this? And then you go, well, this is going to build this. And then that's going to build that. And by the end of it, you're going to have this as a final product. And they go, oh, okay, cool. And then, again, my experience, they run 100 miles an hour towards it. And I think Caleb is probably wired similarly. I'm already pretty good at this. Why do I need to go back to this thing? Why do I have to go back to learning how to take the snap from under center and reversing out? Well, you need to do that because that's a big part of our offense. And because we use play action a lot, it's going to open up windows and avenues for you to make throws down the field. You're going to freeze linebackers. And the more productive we can be, the better you are at the fake is going to make our offense better. And then Caleb is clearly gone, oh, got it. And now he spent time this offseason doing all of that work. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he manages this. And I like that it's Ben Johnson with him, because I really think that this is one of those things where it's a really good challenge for someone. And the hope is that it makes him better.
Yeah. And Caleb says he wants to be coached hard. So prove it, bud. Let's see that you really embrace being coached hard. And you want, which the Bears have, it's hard for me to even think of a recent time where this has been the case. You want that coach quarterback connection like Sean McVay and Matt Stafford do, like they have. You want like John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, where there's just this complete same wavelength between your head coach and your quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some time for new coach Ben Johnson and second year quarterback Caleb Williams to get there. But, you know, I have found most of the pre-draft preconception of Caleb Williams to have been debunked by being around him, talking to people, seeing his around the organization, seeing his work. I don't see this guy as a guy who thinks he's got it all figured out. I think that there's reason to believe him when he says he wants to be coached hard. And Ryan Poles has made this point, and he was making this point as far as how he talks to players like maybe Cole Kmet or DJ Moore. I think Ryan Poles needs to be saying the same thing to himself, and Caleb Williams needs to be saying this to himself. There is nothing, Lawrence, to be precious about right now. There is nothing to hold on to and say, well, I've always done it this way, or we've always done it this way. Or if you're Ryan Poles, well, I think these guys are good. You've won 15 games the last 3 years. Is that a rookie season that Caleb Williams thinks is reflective of what he can do? Is he really proud of that? I mean, there's some good parts to that rookie season. Is that where he wanted to end up? I don't think so. And it's not all on Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron and that offensive line. There's some on holding the ball too long and not being decisive enough in the pocket and trying to play like when you're at USC, where you have all the time in the world and you have wide receivers that are better, just head and shoulders better than every DB they go against. It's not like that in the NFL ever. No matter who you're playing against, it's not like that. So There's a lot. There is nothing that anybody can hold tightly to and say, well, I don't want to change because my ways work so well. Not Ryan Poles, not Caleb Williams, not really anybody else on that roster.
That's Jason Leisure. He is sitting in for Matt Spiegel. If you were in the car and you were headed to Wrigley Field or you were headed to 35th and Shields, make other plans. Both games have been postponed. So either turn around or make dinner plans in the city. There's a lot of great places that you can go near both ballparks and enjoy yourself. But here's the latest on that. Cubs Brewers is postponed. There will be a split doubleheader on Monday, August 18th. The White Sox have a true doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 1:10 against the Cardinals. They will not play tonight. The Cubs will not play tonight. So everyone's got the night off, including our guy, Matt Spiegel, who did get a little bit of work in on his rendition of the anthem, but he's not going to be able to sing it for 40,000. We're going to go to Wrigley Field. We're going to talk with Spiegs, and we're going to let you hear a little bit of his sound check. And we know we got to hurry up and wait till he gets to do the whole thing, but we'll share a little bit of that. Don't go anywhere. Spiegs joins us next on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute of Service would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey! Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday from 2 to 6 on 6-7 in Score and the Odyssey app. It's great to have Maddie here this weekend. Pinch hitting for you while you... We're doing the play-by-play duties for Patrick.
I'm guessing Spiegs is very nervous at the moment.
He'll be singing the national anthem here at the Friendly Confine.
What an honor for Spiegs.
Absolutely.
Told us the other day he's nervous, excited, all the emotions. Good luck. Here's the payoff pitch.
Nope.
Well, it was no fault of Matt Spiegel. The games have been postponed, and if you are in the car and you were heading to Wrigley Field or 35th and Shields, there will be no baseball in Chicago tonight. Go find a great place to go have dinner or turn around and go home. Matt Spiegel is not afforded that opportunity, at least not yet. He can then go home after he talks with us on his talk show. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure in for Spiegs. We head out to Wrigley Field on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Spiegs.
Hello, men. We'll always have sound check. You know what I mean? We'll always have it. Sound check was awesome. I got to tell you, feeling the power of that sound system when I jumped up to the Rockets' red glare, I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. And then we ran it a second time and stopped short of that part because, like, no, let's just save it. We'll save it, you know, just to make sure that it was all good. I kind of wish we ran it the full second time. You know what I mean? Kind of wish we gave ourselves another bite at that apple. But so it goes, right? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. That's baseball.
That is the truth on that. That is what goes on. So, one, because we actually do have a snippet of your sound check, by the way.
Yeah, we heard some. It sounded good, man.
It sounded really good, and we're going to share it with the audience in just a bit. Have you been told when you will be invited back?
Yeah, they offered me the makeup game, which is on the 18th of August, that doubleheader. So it's a Monday doubleheader. I assume I do the afternoon game because the night game was already scheduled, right? I mean, you guys would see the schedule. I have not yet. So, yeah, I get one of those games in August. So maybe that'll be a sunny day with 38,000 of our closest friends. And if the Brewers are still in it, then it's even later in a pennant race. But so it's all good. It's all good. I did think, though, Lawrence, is that after, well, Jason, you would know, is that after the all-important second preseason game or third preseason game?
It is. Like, it's between two and three.
And when is two? Is two the Sunday before? Like,
probably, yeah.
So everybody's going to be hyped up to hear about Ben Johnson's offense in game two, and they're going to get Cubs Brewers instead.
It is after the Bears play the Bills on August 17th, and in between the Bears playing the Chiefs on August 22nd, which is a game no one will be playing in.
Right, I'll be there.
Okay,
I know you'll be there.
I'll be there. Matt, I'm so encouraged and pleased to hear how upbeat your voice sounds because I feel like this would be such a letdown. But you sound like you're having a great attitude about this.
Who's got it better than me, Jason? I mean, it's unbelievable. Are you kidding me? We just walked on the field, and I'm saying hi to ballpark personnel who are like, Spiegs, what's up? What are you doing here? Are you doing the fifth inning? And I said, no, I'm singing the anthem. And they're like, what? What? You know, it's like the absurdity of having the good fortune to get to do this many different things at a ballpark, which is all I've ever wanted to do, is outrageous. And we'll do it in August. And seriously, like, feeling the power on the stage. And, like, you know what was fun, guys, is that as we wrapped up the sound check, there was spontaneous applause from, like, whatever ballpark personnel were doing their thing and some people up in the press box, whatever. And we looked at each other. We looked at each other and smiled. Also, I had some really nice cuts at batting practice. Like, I got a hold of one today. At
really?
BC. All right, no. Oh, but we did run into Dansby Swanson while I was waiting in the offices to go in for sound check. We saw Dansby Swanson, and I realized he's also not playing tonight, Jason. You know, it's like Right. Sometimes it rains and you don't get to use the ballpark. It's pretty amazing that I was going to get to use it. And good Lord willing, we'll see you on the 18th of August.
And the creek don't rise. Walk me through your day. Like, considering that you thought that this was going to happen, walk me through all of the things that you did to get ready for this.
I think you guys kicked the anxiety into another gear with the Wayne Mesmer conversation yesterday. Because I was like, oh, wait, yeah, that's the real deal. And like, oh, yeah, I've got to do it. And then I started, so I was kind of in my head and feeling the anxiety today. So there was some meditation, as there always is, frankly. There were a bunch of phone calls. We practiced it a couple of times. Tried not to eat my feelings and binge there for a while. I went on a radio show today with a guy named Danny Parkins on Mad Dog Radio. So he had asked me to come on, so I did that hit. And then I got here around, 3:30, something like that, and just hanging around at the ballpark. So was sitting in Small Cheval while having a burger.
Good spot.
Between sound check and the gig, but then the gig was canceled because of rain.
So look, a texter asked a really good question, and yes. We might have to check with Steen on this. Are you certain that it's August 18th that you're going to be singing the anthem?
August is the 8th month, right, Lawrence?
That is correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
8/18.
Yeah, right, exactly. So at 8/18, and all will be well. I mean, what the hell? What are you going to do? And that just means more shameless promotion for Mitch Rosen and more, mildly awkward promotion. For me, so let's go.
I think it's a good thing. So, okay, Speaks, I want you to lay out for a second because we want people to hear this.
Uh-oh.
This is just 7 seconds that we got of you during soundcheck.
Magnifico!
Had a good sound to it.
That's how you do it.
It did, and I saw the video, too.
Love it.
And in the video, I could tell that you were feeling it. Like, you were moving while you were singing it. So you said now twice that you felt the power of the system. For those of us who don't do what you do, what do you mean by you were able to kind of feel the power of the sound system at Wrigley Field?
It actually reminds me... Lawrence, did I ever tell you about when I took Ruben to the, I think it's Third Presbyterian, that amazing church right down by the water tower on Michigan Avenue?
Yes, I remember us talking about this.
Yeah, because they do an organ tour, and they let like 11-year-old Ruben, who plays piano, play that organ, and just like all the pipes all over the thing, it's just daunting. This is a sound system that's fit for stadium concerts and stadium sound. I mean, it's like the same sound system that plays that played Aerosmith when Kyle Hendricks would walk to the mound. You know, it's just like so the heaviness and loudness of my voice coming through that, and Kurt playing some power chords. Like it felt like the Who and Live at Leeds. Like it was just it felt massive, and that was with nobody in the stands, so there's a lot of reverb that's bouncing around. So, I don't know, man. Like, the sound was way far away. It's on a half-second delay, and we were trying to get the timing of it down. But just hearing it from far away and coming back and kind of bouncing off the natural amphitheater back that is the press box, you know? It's bouncing off that and coming back to you. It felt enormous. So I look forward to feeling it for real with a place full of people.
It's going to be great. I can tell. I love the guitar company. What's your guitarist's name?
Kurt Morrison.
Yeah.
Lifelong Cub fan, Jason, you know? And so he's down for the doubleheader, but he wants to catch in the second game.
Okay.
So I don't know who we got to talk to about that, but
I love the instrumental. They very rarely will have an instrument accompaniment with a national anthem. Sometimes you get just the instrumental, and I've heard that on a guitar, a violin, I think even a harmonica at an NBA game once, and that's really cool. But I love the combination of you and the guitar we hear in the background there, man. That sounds really good. How did you guys rehearse or kind of put that together?
Yeah, he just came over the house, and we've played together for 23, 25 years now. Tribute to Source has been around for 23 years. So he and I are two of the founders. So it's like... We have a thing. We have a good shorthand together. It's a joy. I was talking to Zara Vance, who works for the Cubs, and I was like, is this going to be weird that, you know, guitar and vocal? She said, no, not this year. They've had an a cappella group. They've had, they had just an instrumental full band. They had, I think, Wayne Baker Brooks playing blues guitar. So they've had everything this year. So we will not stick out.
So, Speaks, before we let you get on with your night, and I think that whatever celebratory thing that you were going to do, you should still do, by the way. That's just my advice. But you had a visitor here in the hallways that was upset that you were not here. And then when I explained why you weren't, they were super happy. And that's Terry Himmert.
Oh, she's the best. She's the queen.
She is the queen. And she was in the hallway, and she said that she just wanted to come and give you a hug because she loved her some Herb Spiegel, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, Terry's the goods, as you know. And it's like, and Terry's been, I mean, there was a while there where Tributosaurus did every song the Beatles ever recorded from beginning to end over the course of 3 years. Every 6 months, we'd pick up where we left off. And so when we got to... got to Sgt. Pepper's and got to Magical Mystery Tour, Terry came out and we played it at this 1800 seat theater up there, the Copernicus Center. And Terry had roles. Terry was in the band. So she shouted cranberry sauce at the end of I Am the Walrus. She did a few other things, both her and Professor Moptop. So I've done gigs with Terry Hammer. That lady's a badass. So I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, she says she's going to come back by on Monday and come give you a hug.
Outstanding. Yeah, you guys are the best, man. Thank you. I'm sorry to have disrupted the show with a rain event. I gave Herb Spiegel one job to do, one heavenly job to do. You know what the hell, Pops?
I think that Herb Spiegel just is setting it up so that you do have a nice day and a full crowd. I think that's what he did for you, sir.
I'm sure there's wisdom beyond my understanding, Mark. I'm sure that's the case.
Go have fun tonight, Spiegs. I'll see you later on.
All right, man. We'll see you.
See you, Matt.
That is Matt Spiegel at Wrigley Field. That's nice. Taney, can we hear the 7 seconds of Spiegs' sound check one more time, please? Sounds good, man.
Yeah,
sounds
everybody great. That I talked to who was there said it was outstanding. Guitarist, a total pro, and Speaks nailed. And then hearing it sent to me sounded very, very good.
I agree. Boys, are we ready for 2 months of this now? Because
we can just replay a lot of it. It's fine.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you just heard it. He's good. He earned it. I mean,
no, we know that.
Hey, are we in the trust tree, though?
We are.
I'm low-key, I'm a little bummed that we got to come down to Wrigley on a day that we would have just had to do a, like, probably no show.
That's a good point.
Day game followed by a night game. Who knows if we would have to come in at all. No, I still got to go to Wrigley.
That's a good point.
I'm kind of over it, to be honest with you. I'm over the whole thing. We did a whole lead-up, and Speaks just didn't do it today, and I'm kind of done with it. So
fair enough. Wow. That's absolutely fair, considering that you've put a lot together over the last week for both of us.
My car's by Wrigley right now. You know, I thought, you know.
Oh, that's right, because you were going. You were going over there.
I'm bummed that I'm not leaving early at 5. I was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock to,
make sure. You could have still gone.
No, I'm just kidding.
You could have still gone. Alex can land the plane. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, speaking of which, we do have one more segment left. Jason, do you know who Dustin Rhodes is?
Yes.
You're going to get to know him even better next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jamison Tyone was.
Mims? Mims? Yeah, our guy Destino did not like the idea of the complete, the quality start. He hates that concept and was not giving Jamison Tyone credit for it. Tanny, has there been an update in that regard?
Well, as well there should be. Jamison Tyone, or Talion, as Jed calls him. I think the other guys call him Talion too, which I love. He's been pretty good as of late, and you know, we're disappointed that Spee's not doing the anthem, but Jamison Tyone was supposed to pitch tonight, and our guy Destino was looking forward to actually watching J-Mo take the bump tonight. Yeah, so I think maybe I was listening this morning. I think maybe he may have flip-flopped his stance on Tyone, which is fine. Admitting you're wrong is great, but then we found
convenient
out
convenient timing considering that he did Cubs pre and post last week.
That's right, yeah. WCUB. But then I found out, so not only does Dustin kind of flip-flop on Tyone here, but there was some other flip-floppage going on here in this clip that I heard.
But I expect Jamison Tyone to be very good again. I think he'll meet the moment. He's starting to remind me of Kyle Hendricks.
What?
Just a cool confidence. And again, Kyle just got the job done. Never was it like, oh, wow, did you see Kyle Hendricks last night? And it's never, unfortunately for me, the oh, wow with Jamison Tyone is, oh, wow, he just gave up another solo home run. Right? So we're hoping Jamison will limit the solo home runs and match this guy.
Speaking of Tyone, he was on, as you said, inside the clubhouse on Saturday. And did you know that Bruce threw us under the bus?
Oh.
Me specifically, but the show in general, in telling Jamison Tyone that we were complaining about his home run balls that he would give up.
We said they're solo homers, and that's great, but we told him to knock it off.
Sorry, Molly. Was it seven in
140-some
pitches?
180 pitches.
180 pitches.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I know.
Come on.
Bruce told him that. Told on us.
2 weeks ago, I was on with David and Mike Mulligan, who do the morning shows with on our station, and he said, ask J-Mo about the seven home runs he gave up in the last two starts.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus with the home run question.
Did you say it or didn't you?
Yes, I did. You didn't have to remind him in front of me.
That's okay.
Not exactly the time to tell on us, but okay.
Right in front of me. Bruce, I'm right here.
What was his reaction?
No one wants that.
He handled it pretty well, like a pro. He was very professional.
Did he say anything about the t-shirts?
No.
Wonder if those actually ever were created.
I like Bruce's out here holding people accountable.
You don't count that as snitching?
Maybe a little bit.
Jeez.
But see, snitching is when you do something with someone and then you trick off so that you don't get in trouble. It's not pointing out bad things that people have done. That's not snitching. People got snitching backwards, man.
Okay.
People out in these snitching streets got it backwards.
you say pointing out bad things people have done, like he's some kind of crusader.
I mean, he is for baseball.
What about when you are tattletaling specifically to get someone in trouble?
You can absolutely call it tattletaling. You can't call it snitching.
By the way, a quality start is 6 innings or more, 3 earned runs or less.
Correct.
You walk into any clubhouse right now, ask the manager if he'd take that. Answer is yes.
Yeah, the answer is absolutely yes. So I'm glad that Dustino has turned around on that. That's a really, really good thing. There was no first pitch tonight, no anthem, unfortunately, on the score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. But you can tune in Friday from 10 until 12:45. Marshall Harris and Mark Grody will be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs Mariners at Wrigley Field. They'll be followed by Zach Zaidman's pregame show at 12:45 leading up to first pitch. It's all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation. They'll be on hand with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. Jason, thanks for answering the call, man. It's always fun when we get a chance to do a show together.
Loved being in. Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing one of my best pals in here, Herb Howard.
Yeah, big thanks to Herb Howard for coming in and hanging out. Cody Weschlin was great. Shout out to our guy Spiegs for doing the best that he could under the circumstances. There is no baseball game, whether you're on the north side or the south side tonight. If you're just getting in your car and you're like, wait, what? Yeah, both games have been postponed. Turn around or go make dinner plans. For Alex, for Tanny, for my guy Jason Leisure, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show every single day. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow after Cubs baseball. We'll talk to you then on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Because of The Score was The Score today, there's a lot of things to learn from that tape.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.